We have had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
To the Horror Basement and Beyond with the Big Bob Buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny.
Extra Johnny.
I'm one of your hosts, Johnny, and as always, Jim Jam's here with us.
Jim Jam here.
All right, so just having a good morning. And we tried some really crappy marshmallows. So the Big Bites stuffed puffs, Big Bites. We did some videos on them. They'll be coming out eventually. I don't know when, but they suck. It's pretty sad.
Now he's being extra.
Well, I just expect a lot out of people and marshmallows.
And the marshmallows let you down.
They totally let me down. Totally. But what you can expect a lot out of is Canoga.
Yes.
February 17th through the 19th.
We'll be there every day.
Every day. We have a schedule put up of what the days, 7 to 9 on Friday, and 12 to 2 will be the snack bracket brawl on Saturday. And then from like
5 to 7 is the Horror Basement and Beyond Cryptid Talk. We unfortunately didn't get to stay for that last Sunday of last year. That was when we were supposed to do it. But we're going to do it this year at 5 to 7 in the Horror Room on Saturday, and then right after that is the Gorgeous Ghoul Hunt Talk, which will be there with them. So, for a four-hour block, you get to see us.
Yes, and make sure from 12 to 2, which, let's be honest, they might not last 2 hours, they're just scheduled 2 hours. So we're going to be straight up.
Yeah.
But the snap bracket brawl, we'll see how long that lasts. We may try to, I'm springing this on Jim Jen now, since it's 2 hours, and I think it'll go fast, see what the audience, like, get their input on. We can, like, rank them already.
Yeah.
We can do it ourselves, and then, and see if the audience wants to, like, what they think should compete against each other, you know, from, like, or rank them from, like, 1 to 16, what you think is best.
Yeah.
And then take that rank and put, like, the top against the lowest.
The audience makes their own bracket.
No.
I'm talking about, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be the bracket for the whole bracket brawl, like, not their own.
Well, that's
not each individual argument.
No. I'm talking about, like, everybody decides.
Yeah, like a group effort, because it's 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not going to take long to eat the stacks.
So we're not going to go in with a pre-made bracket, right?
I just told you that we could make a pre-made bracket.
Okay, yeah.
That way, if the audience doesn't want to participate in it like that. Because really what we have to do is, in a perfect world, if we could get enough participation, would be to rank them from 1 to 16. So, like, number 1 would be against number 16. Yeah, like 16th seed against the first seed. And, like, you would, you know, it would just come down. And that would be the perfect world, but we don't live in that world. So, and we're not that, yeah. I don't know how you would even do that. Because you'd have to do a survey, and it'd be hard
to get people to actually participate.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't even be there, you know. Because I thought about doing it, like, maybe we could print off papers.
Yeah.
And just have it, like, rank these from 1 to 16, and then the lowest number is the number 1 seed, you know, because they'd be ranked number 1.
Yeah.
And the highest number would be the last seed, you know, because it'd be 16 times whatever. But, yeah. We probably won't do that. We'll figure it out. And at the beginning of February, we'll have the snacks. And maybe we could take a picture of them and people could tell us how they would rank them.
Yeah.
Like in the order, you know, something. They have more than 16 at Walmart.
So they got more than, oh, shit.
But some of them are like the fudge sticks and then the fudge squares. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's pretty much the same thing. And then, like, you know, even the zebra cakes, they got the zebra rolls.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to work. Because they got a snickerdoodle thing. They got a cookie, you know, chocolate chip cookie one. But we'll see. But February 17th, that Friday, or Saturday the 18th, the 12 to 2 is when the snack bracket brawl will be happening. Bring your appetites because 16 snack cakes. Now, you'll be taking one bite of each of them. So.
Yes.
I mean, me personally, I probably won't take a bite of anything chocolate because I already know it'll lose. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I already know that I'm not going to like it over anything else besides the Nutty Buddy. Like, I mean, that's peanut butter and chocolate. Like, there's a difference there. But like a regular fudge square, I'm not going to like that. I already know. I don't like them. I've had them. But I had never, like, put it like a Star Crunch versus, like, I can't think of any snack cake now. Like the raisin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've never, like, had anything, like, next to each other to be like, oh, man, that's better than that.
What are we doing? I've never had the raisin one.
Why? You don't like raisins?
No.
You don't like raisins?
Taste them.
You eat grapes?
It don't taste like a fucking...
I'm fucking... That's always the common thing. But we'll see.
I love grapes, and grapes does not taste like raisins.
I don't know. It tastes good. Raisins are good. You don't like the texture of raisins,
bro. I don't like the taste of raisins.
Oh, they're good. My mom don't like raisins either. So, but anyways. Moving on. Also, Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival is the 7th, 8th, and 9th of April this year. The 20th annual.
Yep.
Full Moon Tattoo and Horror
Festival. We're already having a big lineup. Go ahead.
Here we go. I'm going to give you inspiration to come. If you're in the Middle Tennessee,
this is as of Tennessee area 22nd, because they're still announcing. But go ahead.
And anyone can cancel. We all know that sometimes families. Yeah, Bill Moseley, Richard Brake, Seth Gilliam, William Catt, Steve Knapp. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Mick Strawn, Billy Martinez, Payne Hodder, D. Wallace, Danny Lloyd, John Dugan, and Joel Robinson as of right now.
It's pretty well known that he's not well known. But
or Dugan? Is it Dugan or Dugan?
It's usually pretty sure Dugan or Dugan. It's one of them.
Okay.
Because he lives in Nashville. So.
Okay.
So that's an easy trip for him.
Yeah. So the lineup is already starting out really great. And it could always grow because Jim Jam said that Phyllis Rose would like to come back to Nashville.
Apparently, I don't want to talk his business out, but she told me she reached out.
And we're a news podcast in a way. So if we're a podcast, we're going
to
talk about it.
If it was a fucking secret, then she should have said that, but she's wanting to come to Nashville. She loves Nashville.
And Phyllis Rose is amazing.
She was here last year, so hopefully.
And the show hours are Friday. On the Friday, April 7th, is 4 to 10. Saturday is from 11 to 10. And Sunday is from 9 to 11. Sunday is 11 to 5. 9 to 11. I was looking at the 9th, April 9th. So.
I don't know if they're going to have the haunt. They might have the haunt open Saturday night.
I don't know.
They ain't said nothing. But
make sure you go online and get your tickets. You know, it will be at the Nashville Airport Hotel Sonesta.
The same one it was at last year.
Yes, and as always, Full Moon. Conuga will be at the Hotel Marriott Convention Center.
Yes.
Downtown Marriott Hotel Convention Center, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's where it's always been.
Yeah, and it's an amazing place. If you get a room at the Marriott, you don't even never have to go outside.
Fortunately, the Conuga group rates are over.
Yeah.
So now the rooms are $200 a night.
Yeah.
Luckily, we got a room.
Yeah. So that is all that. Make sure you come say hi if you come to either of those.
Yes, you can check out everything on the Event Penny app. Type in Conuga and space, C-O-N space N-O-O-G-A, because it won't come up the other way.
Yeah, the other app was a lot better. So,
yes, it was definitely.
But I think I deleted that Eventini app for now because I'm not looking at it. I'll get it when we get there. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good idea.
Or right before. But that'll be the whole schedule. It's on there for all the panels. If you've never been to a panel or a convention that has panels, Chattanooga is like an all-day thing. It ain't just walk through the vendor hall and see what they have for sale.
I think at full moon we should go to panels because I didn't even know they did.
I think you got to do VIP tickets for panels maybe. Or do they get preferential seats? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I'm not sure how full moon works.
But moving on to hotter news. Kill Her Goats is the new film that Kane Hodder will be playing Goatface.
Wow.
The DVD or the Blu-ray and UHD, is it UHD? Is that how you... HD, whatever, movies are on pre-order right now for $27. And I think when I pre-ordered it, just because. When I got to the shopping cart, it said that it was like $2 off. So, yeah. So that was cool.
Me and Johnny got this right here.
Yeah, they have a awesome shirt. Kane Hodder Kills Tales from Wes Craven. But it's like a throwback to a comic book cover.
Yeah.
Kane Hodder has goat face. But it looks pretty good. The movie is about Audra's graduation gift is her dream house, but it soon becomes a living nightmare when some uninvited guests come to her homecoming party who aren't very subtle about the fact they don't approve the home's new owner. They got a badass vinyl. I don't know what the soundtrack is, you know. But you go to killhergoats.com and see pre-order. And they have a Kickstarter for the VHS. They're trying to release a VHS. And if you're really into VHS, it's a way, you know,
this one,
to help support a group of people.
So it's got, looks like 12 songs.
Yeah. But we thought we'd bring that up if you haven't seen anything about it. I just think it's pretty cool. It'll be, you know, a low budget horror film.
Yeah, you can go to their website.
4K UHD. That's what. No. And here's what they're saying. All practical effects, no CGI in this movie.
Yeah, we're not gonna play the trailer here. We already watched it, but you can go to killhergoats.com and watch that. Their Kickstarter shop product. Get you one of those shirts.
Oh, dude, they fucking reached their pledge to get the VHS made, and I just looked at this when I sent you the shirt 2 days ago, and they were like $3,000 shy. So, like, they hit their goal of 10,000. So that VHS will be made, and there's still 10 days as of this Saturday or Sunday. The
how much is the
19th? Here. Is it the 19th? What is that?
22nd.
I'm way off. There's 10 more days. The VHS big box. Try the VHS big. The big box has a goat green anime cover art clamshell with the VHS. $40. No, $33 just for the VHS tape, a large vinyl hologram sticker, HD digital download, and you get the VHS. And the big box is a Goat Green Madness clamshell variant.
Dude, do you think that's...
Limited to only 100.
You said your shirt's already shipped.
Yes.
So are you going to wear it full moon?
Yes.
Dude, I'm hoping I get... I should get mine, too.
Yeah.
Full moon. Wait.
You'll get it. Within the next week.
Dude, we need to go up to Kane Hodder. Like, dude.
And the movie's supposed to ship in March, so I'm hoping that it actually does and that we get to watch it so that we can talk to him about it there. And, you know, just be like, man, I've seen you Killer Goats. Freaking badass. Or whatever. Hopefully it's a good movie.
Hey,
I'm not going to say that it's going to be a good
movie. I want to do a little skit. You know, maybe, I don't know if he want to be involved, but, like, me and you be like, Johnny, is that Goat Face? Yeah, go back and forth, and then go up to him. Holy fuck, you're toe faced. And like, and then look at his table. Like, who the fuck is Jason?
What?
Just act like we don't know who Jason is.
Oh, well, why
not? And like, we're super huge.
Why would we ask about who's Jason?
No, because we'll look down at his table and see all these Jason pictures. Like, what's Goatface?
I mean,
what's your Goatface?
But I don't think that's that funny, Jimmy.
In the moment, it might be. He probably like, look at this.
Yeah. And on their Kickstarter also, you can get for $55, you can get the Blu-ray and DVD 2-disc set plus the VHS.
So that's the...
Oh, no, VHS cover art packaging on the Blu-ray. Oh, and the limited edition VHS book box. So, yeah. Just something cool to support. And
oh, so they're only limited to 100.
Yeah.
So how's that work? They got 100. Oh, 102 bag.
Yeah. Cool. And then
I got regular sleeve.
And the clamshell will be the more expensive.
So this one. Yeah.
Yeah. So
look at that shirt.
That is a cool shirt.
Yeah, my wife probably don't like it. The comic
nobody book, is safe.
The comic book one looks cool as fuck. What we got? There's the. That's a steel book, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the one I got. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker! They have a Kane Hodder wrestling buddy.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That is hilarious.
How much is that? I want a fucking Kane Hodder wrestling buddy.
Go back this project.
Dude.
Go scroll down. We did not know that there was a Kane Hodder. I didn't look through that far. Bundle.
130. Yeah, they're available. Ornament. Johnny, you want to split it? It's in this one, 138. Okay. Yeah, you got to be the $138 one.
So the
100. No, 88 has it.
Okay, yeah, the $88.
So that's the. So it looks like if you want the wrestling buddy, well, that's what I call it.
Oh, and you flip it over, and it's the goat face. So it's Kane Hodder on one side, and goat face.
Imagine taking that to full moon.
He would laugh. It, but April, so it don't ship till April.
Estimated too.
Yeah, damn.
Damn, dude.
That would be hilarious. So if it doesn't ship till April, you can never get it on time,
dude.
But you'd have to bring it the next year.
Do you know how bad I'm? Why does it say Pledge 105?
$17 shipping.
I'd get murdered.
Yeah, your wife was, she would not be happy.
Dude, that is so fucking cool, though. Let's go back to it real quick. Just another gander at it. Where'd it go? I don't want to look at these. I want to look at these damn bitches. There it is. That's what I want.
Yeah, so it's Kane Hodder. It's goat face on one side and him in the 13.
I'll make it full screen so you can see it, but this is phenomenal.
And that is pretty cool.
Why can't they just have this to buy?
Well, I mean, really, though, $88 for that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's custom made.
Dude.
I mean, I don't know how much it would cost, but people would pay it. I think people would pay $100 for that. If you get him to sign the forehead.
Yes.
I would be like, can you sign the top of the forehead? I wouldn't sell it, though. That's what a lot of people probably would try.
I definitely would not sell it. That'd be a cherished item right there.
Yeah, because that is cool. That's different, you know? Oh, and then you can take videos of you fucking dropping elbows on it and be like, yeah, Kane, you want some of this? Huh? You want some of this?
No. Come on, man. Go half of it. Mm-mm. We can share it. You can take it home.
I've already bought the movie.
We'll have joint custody of it.
I've already bought the movie.
I'm just talking about just for this. We'll have joint custody.
$52.50 for fucking.
It's not 100. It's 50. I'm
not paying $52.50. Whatever. 105. 56. 57. Whatever it is. Yeah.
56. Anybody out there wants to go halfsies with me and let me keep the dog?
Crazy.
Anyway, that's amazing, though. I'd love that.
Well, you got 10 days, I think. Go back up. Where are you at? You're on a campaign. Good God. You got 9 days to go. So by the time this comes out, it closes February 1st. So you have till February 1st to...
Get paid, and they don't take the money until then, does it?
Well, until February 1st.
Yeah, February 1st, it'll take it, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm about to get in trouble.
Do not buy that, Jimmy. Do not. Calm down. It's not that big of a deal. You don't need it. You don't need it. If you wouldn't have spent $20-$30 on a shirt, you probably would have been more justified. Yeah, you don't need it. So.
Y'all going back to make me see me to make a bad decision.
Just click out of that page. X out that. Get off there. There we go. X out. There we go.
Shit.
So, another
that's
movie.
Why he's my friend. He talks about a dumb decision.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it'd be cool to have, but then again, though, like you get it. Just be like, huh? I mean, then again, though, you probably like put it right there where that picture is.
Yeah, I'll take that
and down. Then you can stand it up there.
You're a bad friend. It looks like you're the angel and the devil.
Yeah, I'm on this side and I'm on that side. Anyways, don't get off. Get off. You're not doing no Kickstarter shit right now. We're in the middle of a podcast. So, Mia Goth has come out to say that Ty West's Pearl, or Maxine, is that how you pronounce it? Max.
I don't know, it's got triple X in there.
Yeah, Maxine will be better, is the best movie out of all of them. And it's because it is the best script out of Pearl X and the Maxine. And that they're all such a tight-knit group now. And they'll all be getting back together. I'm pretty sure it's the crew, the cast and crew will be back. Because all of them are dead. They're dead. And she's claiming that this is the best one. So, will 3 be good? Because, you know, like a lot of movies, the first one's good, the second one's okay, and then the third one's pretty not good.
Pretty not good.
What do y'all think? Have you watched... What? Really, though, what did you enjoy more? Pearl or X? X better? Or more? Pearl was good, but I think X was better. But a lot of people like Pearl more.
I really enjoyed X.
Yeah. I think the kills were better. You know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, it definitely had the feel because like the music and everything. It felt like the old ass movie.
But I am looking forward to seeing Maxine. Hopefully it'll hit theaters. Just like Pearl and X did. Looking forward to seeing that in a theater. Still haven't got around to seeing Megan. I guess I won't get to. Still have not went. I've been trying to go, but I've got to cancel my unlimited membership. So I'm not using it.
Yeah, is there just not been no movies out there?
Well, I want to go see a lot of movies, but it's just going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always...
Like, I'm just not as motivated anymore.
Like, if we had a theater in Manchester...
Oh, I'd be there all the time. But even the driving 15 to 20 minutes is just kind of like... You know.
Yeah.
Because before I was really into going, and then now I'm kind of like, I really put it off.
It's like a whole process and shit, so...
Well, I like going to the movies. I really enjoy it. Really, really enjoy it. But I will be going... We will be going to see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
We're going to do that right before.
Because it's going to get a 9-day release. I think we talked about this last week, maybe. But it's going to get Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is going to get a 9-day release now. February 15th through the 23rd?
Yes.
Or somewhere around there. That's 9 days. I don't sound like 9 days. But so that's going to happen. And then it's February 24th, maybe. But it don't matter. It doesn't matter. So we're going to try to go. We're hoping that it's going to be at the AMC in Murfreesboro. And be able to attend that on Thursday night before Conuga. So we will be talking about it at Conuga Friday night.
Hell yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, even if it's that, if it's not going to be in Murfreesboro on Thursday, I'm probably going to go try to watch it Wednesday. You want to go watch it Wednesday? Why did you do that? That's stupid. You're dumb. Dumb.
You see what it come with, huh?
It don't matter. It's $105 that you don't have. That's what I'm saying. See? He's keeping secrets. But we're going to try to go. Do you want to go that Wednesday? See, and this is why you need to save this
Thursday.
Money. This is why you need to save this money.
No,
so that you can go to the movies.
No, we're going
to
do Thursday.
If it's not out on Thursday.
We'll have to. Then. We'll have to go Wednesday.
That's what. If you was paying attention to the podcast.
Yes, Wednesday. We'll do Wednesday.
Jesus Christ. Okay. See what it's like working with this guy? Y'all hear what it's like? Maybe not see. So there's that. And then, I don't know if y'all ever got to watch One Cut of the Dead, the Japanese horror film. Really enjoyed it. It's been a few years since it's been out. Getty didn't like it. That was when he was part of the show. He didn't much care for it. We loved it. And they're going to do a remake of it. Oh, it's a French remake. Wait, Final Cut, the French remake of writer-director. So there was a French remake, and then Kino Lorber has acquired the U.S. distribution rights to the French zombie comedy Final Cut. I doubt I will watch the French version. Because I would just say, and I haven't watched it, so I can't say that it's bad.
For the remake?
Yeah, because it's a French movie.
They already did remake it?
That's what it says. He's acquired the rights to the French remake. So, go watch the original. It's really good. And I understand people make, even America is like, the U.S. is horrible with it, where they will see a film that's foreign film and then bring it back and remake it. And then we love them. And that might be the case for the people in France. They probably loved it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'll stick to the original. And I don't think I'd watch an American version of it or an English version, like, you know, remade. Because the original was just so good.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was funny. Now, if I could watch it for free, I may try to. You know?
Yeah, they always, for sure, for free. They just always fail if we're doing remakes.
A lot of times, yeah.
Can you imagine them doing a Train to Busan remake?
Oh, no, that'd be...
I guess Busan would be hard.
Yeah, because it'd be like Train to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a... That, yeah, no.
Train to Los Angeles.
So, yeah. What is she burning down there? Good God. Stinks, Jimmy. Speaking of sequels and remakes, The Exorcist David Gordon Green sequel is 90% done. Cinematographer says. David Gordon Green is the one that did Halloween, correct? Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did not care for those movies. I think the first one was good. And it didn't end as well. The middle and the ending wasn't the best. So there's that.
Kills and ends. Not a good one. So hopefully.
And it's going to be an Exorcist trilogy. And Universal and Peacock paid an amount somewhere in the range of $400 million to acquire the rights to distribute this new Exorcist trilogy. It's coming from Blumhouse Productions at Morgan Creek Entertainment. It's going to be produced by Jason Blum and David Robinson and James Robinson Green, Danny McBride. So it's the same people that made Halloween.
So didn't Blumhouse say they didn't want to do IPs?
Yes, they said that years ago, and then right after that, they were doing IPs. So I guess it didn't stick. I mean, because you gotta go where the money's at. You're a production company. You got a lot of people that work for you, and you know they gotta feed their families and. Yeah, which I mean, let's be honest, they made a shitload of money off of Paranormal Activity. So, isn't they the ones that did?
That's the one that brought them up, though.
Yeah. So they made a ton of money off that. I mean, $20,000 movie or $30,000 movie, and you make hundreds of millions or whatever.
So,
but I mean, that only put into what they can invest in and do. So,
first Halloween made $255 million. Box office, Halloween Kills,
and all these movies were made for $20 million, $30 million. But also, I don't know what promotion. So you got to double that. So it's probably $40 to $50 million.
So $259 million for the first one. Kills is $133 million. What's that? Almost six, and then Ends.
Did you what?
Almost 600.
$259 million and $133 million.
What is that? I don't know. I'm not good at math.
Wow. Like 500 million.
The last one only made 104 million.
Yeah, because it was. But, and also, they release on Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
Directly. So you have to think. I mean, it made $600 million. And they probably spent $150 to $200 million on them total. So, I mean, it's a $400 million profit.
Even with the budget for promoting and all that.
Well, that's what I doubled.
Marketing.
Yeah, I doubled. Because like they claim that the movies were only going to be around $20 million. So $40 million marketed to $50 million marketed each movie. So $150 to $200 million for all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they made around $600 million. You know, off of that was theater sales. I don't know how much they actually get out of that, you know? So they still probably brought in an extra $200 million, whatever.
Yeah.
But. So, The Exorcist is scheduled for October 13th, 2023. Here's my thing. It's the same group of people that made Halloween. The disappointment in Halloween. If this Exorcist remake, or whatever it is, sequel, remake, is bad, the whole thing will be killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Looking up to see if... they got an IMDb for it, but
that's my prediction for it.
They have not announced who's playing Reagan.
Because the problem is people really loved Halloween when the original Exorcist movies from 1973, and it was good. And they did the Exorcist TV show wasn't that bad.
Rebooting that,
yeah. But the Exorcist TV show wasn't that bad. So, I don't know.
But that had nothing to do with the movie, right?
Did
it mention Reagan and stuff?
In my head, yeah.
Or was it just that, what's that
statue? No, but.
Not Panini. Something like that, though. It starts with P, I think.
I don't know. I'm not the biggest Exorcist fan.
I started listening to the audiobook of The Exorcist. It was actually pretty good.
I imagine it is. So... we'll see how well it does. I'm not that big into the possession movies or extras. I will watch the extras movies, though. I still haven't watched Pray for the Devil. I had a deal.
She watched some of it. Said it.
Not good.
Yeah,
it didn't get good reviews. And that's disappointing. They should have released it in February last year when it was supposed to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, they fucked up on that.
So, are we staying with the reboot? No.
Stay with it.
So, Friday the 13th and House reboots coming in from Sean S. Cunningham. But I read something about this. It's kind of going to be hard to do because Victor Miller owns the rights to Jason, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, if they can't come to, you know, if them two, Sean and Victor, can't come to an agreement, they're going to try to do a sequel to Friday the 13th, Part 1. Because I think Sean owns the rights to the name Friday the 13th. If I understand right. And Victor owns the rights to Jason Voorhees. So I don't know how all this copyright the first film. So Victor Miller came to Ian Miller, was awarded the U.S. copyrights to the first film. So never mind. So I'm totally wrong on that.
Yeah, he, so maybe he got the copyright.
Flip flopped.
Well, he owns so, and then
he owns the Friday the 13th. So Cunningham can name it Jason.
And Barsamian owns the Friday the 13th franchise rights. So they've got it worked out. House, I really enjoyed House. It's one of the creepy ass movies that I seen as a kid. So, and you know they're working on the, as everyone knows, they're working on the TV show Crystal Lake for Peacock. We'll see how that goes. Not really that enthused about it, you know? Which we haven't even seen a trailer or anything for it, have we? I haven't.
No,
I don't think. Who knows when it'll be out? And maybe somebody does know. Let us know if you know. The House reboot will be both an update and reimagining of the classic series. Sit around the burst of a haunted house, lots of great scares, and howl at the screen laughs. Plus, they're bringing back a few of your favorite monsters from the original for some really fun but equally terrifying kills. Well, that's cool. I don't know. We all seen, a lot of people didn't like the remake of Friday the 13th, which we've said before. I didn't mind it. It wasn't that bad to me. But we'll all see how they're going about this, you know? Like, who's going to play Jason in the new movie? And all that, you know?
What if they brought Kane back?
I mean, that'd be cool. It'd be cool, you know?
He's still getting around pretty good, though, so he's still...
And Kane is doing the...
Killer Goat?
Character cat for the...
Leatherface.
And
it's a chainsaw game by Gun Media.
Yeah, they showed a little bit of that behind the scenes of him doing that. That's cool. And Gun Media is, of course, the one that did the Friday the 13th video game. So we all know that was a fun game. We talked about that last week.
Fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Victor Miller fucked that up.
Yeah, it is what it is. Oh,
what is this?
Yes. So Be Mine is a new VR Valentine slasher.
It's called the Friendship Game?
I don't know. Be Mine. Maybe it's not Be Mine.
Eli's Be Mine VR.
House trick VR treat. So they're releasing some VR stuff. Be Mine will premiere Meta Horizon Worlds at 10 p.m. Eastern on February 10th.
So the Quest, what my kids has, we better watch it on that.
Yeah, should be able to.
Probably have to buy it, all right.
Oh, Meta Horizon Worlds is currently available to people 18 plus in U.S., blah, blah, blah. Oculus.com notes that VR horror fans can experience the premiere events in World's Creepy Cabin, is designed for immersive viewing on February 10th, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Be Mine will also be available for on-demand viewing in VR on Meta Quest TV. And people without a Meta Quest 2 or Meta Quest Pro headset can enjoy the short film on Facebook and Instagram.
So it's a short one.
Yes. Which it's still, that's pretty cool.
I'll try it out. Because we have one of those. So, but I can just sit in the bed and watch that. Because I don't.
And it says, it's like this dude said, he'll probably try watching it on Facebook or Instagram. He don't have a VR headset. And of course, if we all want virtual reality to happen, we all got to purchase virtual reality stuff. And I haven't done it because I just don't, it's not that far along for me. I'm not trying to get into the beta of VR. So I know it's past beta, but it's still the curve, you know?
Yeah.
Whether or not it'll be good, whether or not it'll last.
Let's see how much. Was it a Quest 2?
I think so. Meta Quest. The Pro is like $1,100. That shit is failing horribly.
$400 at Walmart.
Anyway.
$349 actually. And you get a Resident Evil 4 with it.
Well, and that and the PS5 or the PlayStation VR 2 is coming out in February.
Expensive.
It's $450, $500.
It's more than the damn PlayStation itself.
Don't it? $450. And the PlayStation with the disc is $500. So it's about the same price. So there's that, and the PlayStation 5 Pro will be coming out next year, and then the PlayStation 6 will be out in 2026.
Is there going to be a fiasco like the PS5 was?
Well, I'm hoping there's not a pandemic in 2026. Jesus Christ, 6 years later, I hope that shit's fucking over.
We can always hope.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This one bitch has been down.
And what horror movies are y'all looking forward to this year? Or movies in general, like, that are coming out, something new that we haven't heard of. Is there a movie you'd like for us to watch? You know, I'm down for doing a movie of the week.
We're going to do one at Full Moon or Chattanooga.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm down for some audience suggestions of Full Moon of the week.
Just deleted that one.
What one?
We already talked about everything.
I think so, yeah.
So, Chattanooga, y'all. That's going to be I'm bringing stuff to sell. You know, I've been on a venture, too. I went and bought a sewing machine last night.
Yeah.
So I started sewing. So, if you want to buy some of my, not my creation. I'm just selling it. Amy's creations. She come up with putting on what shirt and all that. So, we're going to try to find, like, cool jackets or, like the one, the first one I did, you can go, I posted on Instagram, but it's a... all the Jasons.
Yeah.
In red, I cut a shirt out, sewed it on the back of a gray work shirt. It goes kind of well because in one of the movies, Jason wear like a gray work shirt, long sleeve gray work shirt. I think in one of the movies he does, so.
I think it's more green, ain't it?
Well, still, it's a work shirt.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do some more stuff to it, you know, make it look more a little distressed.
Put some patches on it.
I wish I could find a Jason. One that just says Jason, that'd be pretty
cool. Oh, you can.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Yeah.
If you look for it, I'm sure they got Jason name tags or, you know, sewable.
Much so like a Friday the 13th patch on it or something.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool.
Maybe team move.
On a shoulder. Like a badge on the shoulder, Friday the 13th, and Jason on the pocket.
I guess I'd have to bend so that. I don't know how that sewing machine would do getting a sleeve on there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how any of that works.
I'll figure it out, though. It'd be cool if I could just iron it on.
Yeah,
and actually stay, though.
See, I don't know anything about that either, how iron on patches work if they stay. Well, heat press.
I can bring it over and you can heat press it for me. Shh. Yeah. Johnny. Yeah. We could buy big patches instead of just iron them on shirts. Huge patches. Maybe they can find
it. Expensive as fuck.
A huge patch?
Yeah. I think you would just get a
heat transfer. Yeah, that'd be easier.
But yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure something out so you can start using your heat press, buddy.
Yeah. I have not even turned it on.
You don't even know. You can iron your shirts today.
Done. So this is going to be a shorter podcast this week. Unless Jim Jam adds a bunch of stuff. Like some TikTok videos or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll do that.
So.
Yeah. I guess that's all we got. We're getting stuff ready for Chattanooga.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Come see us.
100%.
See, Johnny, that's all we got. We out.
Peace.
Now it's time to say goodbye to the basement guys again. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Or that is, spooks and spells. Take your shirt off. Y'all come back now. You hear?